Ah, Spitz, you're back again.
Yep.
I did remember the time where you told me that you went to the woodshed when you did something really bad. And I was wondering, were there times that you do remember? Like, what was the very first thing that led you to there?
Ah, now that one takes me back. I remember the one time that Growly accidentally broke my favorite toy on my birthday, which was a toy taxi, ironically enough. He accidentally stepped on it and it was broken. He did apologize to me, but I was a little too upset and pissed off and, I started to beat the crap out of him. Goggles saw it and tried to stop us, but I elbowed him and caused him to have a bloody nose, and he went to tell Dad. This was the first time that I was in trouble by him. Dad comes in and forces me and Growly off, as Growly had a black eye, bruises and a missing tooth, and a bloody nose crying. After he was cleaned up along with Goggles, they explain how what happened and how I overreacted. I felt very bad for what happened, and I knew that my dad was pissed. That I was beating up my brother for something so trivial that could be replaced. So he took me to the woodshed for the first time, and I would get acquainted with that place. He spanked me with a switch and had corner time. It hurt like hell. Then he comforted me and goes to apologize to my brothers. So I did. I apologized to Goggles and Growly, and I was informed that Growly will be fully healed as soon as a tooth will grow next month. That Goggles said to me. Goggles then claimed that he himself only lost, in his words, 0.0.1% blood from getting socked in the nose. Huh. Even then, at this situation, he still brags about being smart and a nerd. Then, late at night, Goggles read me and Growly a bedtime story. So, I guess that makes up for it. I still felt very bad for what I did. Then, the next day, I was surprised since Growly bought me a new toy taxi car. He then told me he'd sold one of his games to pay for one. He didn't really have to do that, but he did. And, well, that's my story there. I think it's time for me to leave. I have another job to catch up on. I'll talk to you later.
Yes. Goodbye, Spitz.
Bye.
Huh. 6 kids in that family. Imagine if one of them were all 9-volt. That would be a nightmare. Gets you thinking.